It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? The book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 10, we're going to begin reading with Ham in the 6th verse, and we're going to read down through then the end of his family, down through the 20th verse. And so please open your Bibles and follow along with me if you would please. While you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. I would like to give you our mailing address, and that is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, you could find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Hope that was enough time for you to open your Bibles, because I sure want you to follow along with me today as we read God's Word. It's so sweet and wonderful to have it in front of us and be able to read it, to hear it, and so please follow along with me. The names are difficult, and I don't know how well I'm doing as far as to read them properly, so please bear with me, and also you can kind of use your own understanding and interpretation yourself as we go through them, and I appreciate, thank you for your patience, and I'm glad that you listen to the program and enjoy the study. So we're going to begin now with the family of Ham, H-A-M, in the 6th verse of chapter 10, Genesis chapter 10, beginning to read with verse 6. The sons of Ham are Cush, Mizraim, Phut, and Canaan. The sons of Cush is Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Raama, Sabtica, and the sons of Raama are Sheba and Dedan. And Cush begat Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one in the earth. And he was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Wherefore it was said, even as Nimrod the mighty hunter before the Lord. The beginning of his kingdom was Babel, and Erech, and Akkad, and Canaan, in the land of Shinar. Out of the land went forth Ashur, and builded Nineveh, and the city of Rehoboth, and Calah. And Resen begat Nineveh, between Nineveh and Calah, the same is a great city. And Mizraim begat Ludim, and Anamim, and Lehabim, and Nephtulim, and Pathrulim, and Kesluhim, out of whom came Philistim, and Kephturim, and Canaan begat Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, and the Jebusite, and the Amorite, and the Girgashite, and the Hivite, and the Arkite, and the Sinite, and the Arvadite, and the Zemarite, and the Hamathite, and afterwards were the families of the Canaanites spread abroad. And the borders of the Canaanites was from Sidon, as thou comest to Gerar, unto Gaza, as thou goest unto Sodom and Gomorrah, and Admah, and Zeboam, even unto Lasha. These are the sons of Ham, after their families, after their tongue, in their countries, and in their nations. Let's begin with prayer. Father, thank you for allowing us to study your word today. It's such a joy to come and to know more about you. And as we go through these names, we're not going to spend a lot of time on the places as far as the what has come from them, just a few minutes, Lord, and we want to bring honor and glory. You have listed these in your word for a reason and for a purpose, and we're not going to just jump beyond them as sometimes we do the begats. We're not going to do that either. We stay right with your word, Lord, so please help us to see for this day what you have us to learn. And guide and lead us, Lord, today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. It is a joy to study God's Word. And as we look at the family of Ham, now if you'll remember, we have the sons of Noah are Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And so we looked at Japheth last week, and last time we were together. Now we're looking at Ham, and the next time we'll be together, we're going to look at Shem. We're trying just to look at one family at a time. Now, the list here of Ham is much longer than it was with Japheth. I want to just take a minute and remind you of some of the things that we talked about last time we were together, that Japheth is one that seems to care for the mental well-being, psychological side of it, and even and it brought in the name, the word science involved with Japheth. Ham, on the other hand, is more with the technology. He's the physical well-being, and then Shem, more of the theology, the spiritual well-being. It was said that at the beginning, that probably before the flood, that Adam and the descendants of Adam prior to the flood held with a full line of each one of these because of the time. You know, Adam knew everything, and sin came in, entered into the picture, and we know that we lost many things when sin entered in. But the ability to do things and to produce, and you know, who's to say what was prior to the flood? The only thing that we know is that God chose to destroy everything. There may have been high-rise buildings and gigantic cities, the music, the arts, all the things could have been so advanced, and maybe that's the reason, because man had such abilities. And I think that after the flood, that those abilities kind of gotten channeled into different people, into these three. Noah carried all three, but his sons seem to have just claimed on to one. And it's not that they don't move between, because they do, because there are many people that, you know, you've looked at folks and understand folks that they can't, they're not mechanically inclined. They're very smart, but when it comes to putting something together, it just, the logic just isn't in their mind. Well, I think that that's to do with all the way back here to Noah and the flood. I think these three things that are very important in our lives were kind of separated and divided just a little bit between the different families here, and I think as a whole they've maintained that. Not that a person that's of the family of Japheth cannot be a very godly man and be concerned about spiritual things, because you see, that's where I came from, was through Japheth. And so it's not that they can't come interchange each other, but it's set up on there. And of course we know that Shem is where we have Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the tribe of Israel, the birth of the nation of Israel, and then, of course, on to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, but I wanted to just share with that so that you remembered those things. And I think that things have changed quite a bit after the flood and have kind of went their own separate ways for a couple of reasons. I think they were so smart that there was nothing could stop them. And the problem is, with sin, one thing that did not grow in the advancement of the world was their godliness. They grew so much with the things of the world and not with the things of God that God wanted them to. So I think that's part of the reason. I know it's the reason for the flood, the reason they had to be destroyed because of that. As we look here very quickly at these families, we have Ham in verse 6, Cush, Mizraim, Phut, and Canaan. Now, as we look at those, I want to, this is just a man's opinion as far as going back through history, that of Cush, we find the Ethiopians. Mizraim, we look to the Egyptians. Phut, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, is the Libyans and those from Africa. And then Canaan are the Canaanites. Now there is the four sons of Ham. And as you look now, we begin immediately with Cush and list his sons. Now Cush has quite a number of sons, as Mizraim and Canaan. Now, Put or Phut, whichever way you want to pronounce that, is they don't give any line of them. But let's look now as we begin with the line of Cush, just as we did last time we were together and going through Japheth. The line of Cush is Seba, Havla, Sabta, Rama, Sabtika, and the sons of Rama were Sheba and Dedan. Now, if you'll notice, it went through Cush, and then it stopped with one of Cush's family members and began again and went to Sheba and Dedan. Stay with me here. The sons of Cush are Seba, Havla, Sabta, and Rama, and Tabtika. And then it begins the sons of Rama, which is a son of Cush. Then we come back with the son of Cush begat Nimrod in the 8th verse. So for some reason, before we even finish the family of Cush, we give the line of Rama, which is Sheba and Dedan. And now Cush, we have begat Nimrod, and he began to be a mighty one in the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord, wherefore it was said, even as Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord. And the beginning of his kingdom was Babel and Erech and Akkad and Cana in the land of Shinar. Out of the land went forth Ashur and builded Nineveh and the city of Rehoboth and Calah. Now, we're going to stop there just for a minute. Well, let's go on just a little bit further, because Resen, between Nineveh and Calah, the same as a great city. I wanted to go down to verse 12. Now, I have taken just a little bit of time and looked up in the book that has maps. Maybe you have some maps in the back of your Bible, and I hope that you do, because when we look through the names of the sons of Cush, we know very little of them. We can speculate, I suppose, but I don't think we're going to. But when we got to Cush, to the descendant of Cush, to Nimrod, and then we went through just a little statement of Nimrod, he, and we're going to get more into that in some of the things that he produced when we get to chapter 11. But Cush begat Nimrod, and he began to be a mighty one in the earth. And he was a mighty hunter before the Lord, wherefore it is said, even as Nimrod the mighty hunter before the Lord. Now, we're going to come to the 10th verse. The beginning of the kingdom was of Babel. Now, if you'll look, you'll find that Babel is as Babylonia, Babylon. And, you know, if you've studied the scripture at all, you'll realize that Babylon was a great and strong, mighty land and nation at one time. But if you'll look, and I hope that you do have a map before you, and if you'll find the land of Canaan, the promised land where the Abraham come from Ur of Chaldees first, and then went to the land of Canaan, and then we find that the Israelites went into Egypt and then came back out 400 plus years later, came back out of Egypt and took over the land of Canaan, the leadership of Moses and Joshua that went in and took the land again. So if you can see the land of Canaan, I have the Mediterranean Sea, the Great Sea, as it's listed there. And as you come to Canaan, then keep going east, and you'll find Babylonia or Babylon. And that is one of the beginning places the city and the Tower of Babel was built. And so as we get to that, the beginning of his kingdom was Babel. Now, that's kind of right in the middle. Now, the one I have is a nice map that says the nations according to Genesis chapter 10. Well, that's exactly where we're located. So we're going to find many of them here on the map that I'm on right here. And the beginning is Babylon. And then we have Erech. And Erech we can find back in, I have to flip a page back here to another map because it didn't show it on there. And Erech is in the same region. I have to look here very carefully as I'm looking down through these verses of Scripture. And you'll find Erech to be a little bit on the south of that. Now, I'm looking, and it's, for some reason I can't find Erech. Oh, it's clear down south. I have kind of marked them with a pencil on my in my maps here so I can see them. And it's quite a ways south, south and just a little bit east of where you find Nineveh and Selah, Ashur. And if you come all the way down, I was trying to see, it is on the Euphrates River. And it's not very far from the Persian Gulf. It is north and west of the Persian Gulf. You have a little name there of Ur, and Ur of Chaldees is where Abraham came from. And so, as you look, we had, first of all, Babylon. Now, that is about halfway in the middle. And then you come on down south of Babylon, just a little ways, and you will find this Erech. And if you'll continue then as we go down through, what I'm doing is the names of verse 10 of chapter 10. And so we have Babylon, Erech, Akkad here. And it's if you'll find it back on the second map, you can find it again. Is it's north of Erech. And so as we look through these, you'll find that this time he went a little further north, and it's right on the Tigris River, kind of halfway between the Euphrates and the Tigris River. We're getting into some areas here that's very familiar with the news today, aren't we? And so if you would get a new map out, and we may do that the next time we get together to see what the lands would be of today. I thought that would maybe complicate it too much. And I hope you have an old Bible dictionary or Bible maps out so you can follow along. And don't miss it next time that we get together, because you'll find that we're right in the same area that we have Iran, Iraq, and all those areas. We're right smack dab in the middle of that. And that's all from the family. We're beginning here with Nimrod, aren't we? And so there was some great things that was built at that time. A tremendous civilization was established at the time of Nimrod, even after the flood. And so we find that Akkad, we have found the land of Akkad, and we looked at that, and it's, again, a little north of Erech. And now we go to Shinar, as you look at the list here. Kalina, in the land of Shinar. I could not find that. And so we're just going to go to the land of Shinar. And if you look in the, I have to flip another page here to find it. Shinar, we're in the same region, the area of Babylon. And Shinar then is just a little bit to the north and to the east of Babylon. All of them is right in that same area and region of where we are fighting quite a battle today. And so please, as you look at Iran, Iraq, and all those things, that's right in that same area, in that same region. It is, if you'll come up the Persian Gulf, and you'll come right up the Euphrates River, and it branches off and goes one way to the Tigris, another to the Euphrates. The Euphrates River and the Tigris River almost meet just north of Babylon and Shinar. And right in that area we're talking about that whole region. And that's of a land of Nimrod. And that Nimrod, this mighty hunter, had built all this land and all these places. Now let's come on down, the land that went forth from Ashur. Now you're just going north a little bit further and a little bit west, and we're getting into Ashur. If you'll look on your maps, again, we're still on this time. Now we're on the Tigris River. We've stayed to the east just a little bit, and we're on the Tigris River, and they builded Nineveh, the scripture says. And so Nineveh is a land, if you've ever studied the book of Jonah, that it was a land that was so wicked that God had sent a messenger, a prophet, name of Jonah, to go preach to that city, and they repented from the king on down. So you see, there is always hope in the land that we live in. And we have Nineveh, and it too then is a little bit further north, right on the edge of right off the Tigris River. So much of the things that we have are on the Tigris and the Euphrates River. And here is, it's just north a little bit, and right in the area of this Assur and everything that we have. Now, we have some names next. Let's see if we've finished that. Okay, we have Nineveh, the city of Rehoboth, and Calah. Now, as we look at that, or Silah, I'm not sure which you want to pronounce that. We can look at both of those. Now, we have a Silah in just south and a little bit east of Nineveh. But at the same time, we have a Rehoboth, and Rehoboth is clear over on the other side and over in the land of Canaan. And so if we look to the maps here, Rehoboth, we're looking to map number 4 that I'm using. I don't know for sure which one you are, and I hope that I'm not confusing you. I just want you to see in the area. Now, we have left this region of the Tigris River and all this land, the Persian Gulf, everything. We are clear over now over to the land of Canaan. And there's a city named Rehoboth that is around the Amalekites, south of the land of Canaan, on the south edge, right above the wilderness of Zin. And there is a Rehoboth there. I'm not sure it's the same. It seems strange that everything was of the other region before. So I wonder if Rehoboth, that city is just not to be found as far as in the area and the region where we were concerning the Persian Gulf and everything that was there. And so as we come then, we find another city in verse 12, Resen, between Nineveh and Calah. Now, if you look back on the map that I was on, and I wish I had pictures here for you, because as we look at those areas, you will find that we're looking for the land of, went forth from Nineveh, the city of Rehoboth, and Calah, and Resen between Nineveh and Calah. Now, as we look at that, between Nineveh and Calah, you'll find just a short little distance of, I'll look on the map here to see what the size is. It's not very far between those two cities, and yet it speaks of this great city, and it's not listed on the scripture, of Resen, R-E-S-E-N. And so we find another city between there. Now, we have just taken a few minutes here to look at the boundaries and the area of Babel and Babylon and everything. And it seems strange because everything except for Rehoboth was right in the center of this region here, coming all the way down to the Persian Gulf, around the Tigris River, the Euphrates River to the south, and then we come all the way up to the north, and that at one time is the old Babylonian Empire. But that's the region and the section, it seems, that this mighty hunter, Nimrod, the descendants of Cush, where they have placed themselves there. Now we have to Canaan, and then we have the 13th verse. Before I get that far, we go to 13th verse, and then we have Mizraim begat Ludim, Anam, and Lahabim, and Nephtalim, and Pathrusim, and Casimhum, out of whom came the Philistim, and Kaphturim, I apologize for this, and Canaan begat Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, and the Jebusite, and the Amorite, and the Girgashite, and the Hivite, and the Amorite, and the Sinite, and the Arvadite, and the Zemarite, and the Hamathite, and afterwards were the families of the Canaanites spread abroad. And the borders of the Canaanites were from Sidon, as thou goest to Gerar, and Gaza, as thou goest unto Sodom and Gomorrah, and Adma and Zeboam, even unto Lasha. Now, as we read through those verses of Scripture, I hope that we're getting back to some another region, an area. And if you'll go to the map, you'll find that this the Philistines, Philistim, has always been over right against this the Great Sea, the Mediterranean Sea, over in the land of Canaan. Now, we have moved a great distance from Ashur and Babylon and Shinar and all those areas north and west of the Persian Gulf and up the Euphrates and the Tigris River. We've moved all the way over to the Mediterranean Sea, and we find the Philistim is over there, Philistines, and they've been a thorn in the flesh to the Jews for Israel for years, all through your study of the Scripture. And also then, when you look, you'll find that the other names that we have just read, the Jebusite, and Amorite, and Girgashite, all those we'll find that's in this region, in this area of the land of Canaan. And so it's all close by, and I think that when you look at the maps and the area, you'll find that all these, Gerar and all those are down Rehoboth. We're back to that now. They all seem to be in this area, but Rehoboth seems to be out of place with the earlier text. And so I think it must be a different land, but now we are into the land of Canaan, and you'll find the Hivites, the Jebusites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, Arvadites and Hamathites, Zemarites, all those are ites in the land of the of Canaan. And so the Canaanites spread abroad, and the borders of the Canaanites are from Sidon, and you can find Sidon as you look at the map. Let me find it for you here. Sidon is in my map number one, and we're looking at Sidon over right against the coast, right against the Mediterranean Sea to the north, and then much of the others are on down south. And so you'll find the borders for the Canaanites were right along the other coast. So they kind of divided, even though it was all of this same Mizraim is the family as we look through here. Let's see where we had Mizraim. Ham begat the sons of Ham, or Cush, Mizraim. So you see, Cush and Nimrod stayed over around Babylon, north and west of the Persian Gulf, up in on the Tigris-Euphrates River. Mizraim went over to the land of Canaan and developed the land of Canaan, and Canaan begat Sidon and all those areas there. So I hope that you just, if nothing more, we have established somewhat where the sons of Ham have moved to, and we've just looked at the two of them, and it says, these are the sons of Ham after their families, after their tongues, in their countries, and in their nations. Now, if you didn't take time today, we sure have the tape of it if you would like it, but I want you to take a few minutes and look up on your maps to see where these areas are located. And I know that you have many of them. It's divided too. Mizraim is over in Canaan, and the ones of Nimrod and of Cush, we find them over in around Babylon and in that area there. Now, I hope that you've enjoyed this study today. Each time we have to talk about the Lord Jesus, and next time we're going to talk about Shem. We have Japheth and Ham, and then we're going to get to Shem. Now, Shem is the line of the Lord Jesus. There's a purpose for all this to be in. As we continue to study God's Word, we find these families battling against each other. But the most important, no matter what family that you have come from, is that you know Jesus as your Savior. and I hope that you have trusted him today. Please, my dear friend, call upon Jesus. What are you going to do about Jesus?